the thing I'm more most interested in that is anecdotal evidence of this is a 2018 study that was done that found that dosing people with mushrooms or LSD reduces their authoritarianism.
Yes, I remember that study.
The study is literally called "Can We Use Magic Mushrooms to Fight Fascism?" Now, that's a pretty freaking jarring.
That's pretty much putting it on the table right there.
That's a jarring title for a study. Like, can we use magic mushrooms to fight fascism? Well, first of all, how do you get the fascists to take the magic mushrooms? I think they have some degree of success, at least with some of the population doing this.
Yes. I know of actual individual people from the alt-right days that went in this direction.
Roosh V was whatever his flaws are. Okay, I know we have our disagreements with him or whatever. Some of his stuff was trashy. It's okay. He built a massive audience of white men, and he was teaching them basically alt-right ideas and becoming a entry point for some of these young men. And then in 2020 or so, he starts taking magic mushrooms, and he becomes, frankly, you know, this isn't to disrespect him, becomes a crazy person. The guy.
I didn't even know he did that. He did that after he became a Catholic?
Before.
Before.
And he became an Orthodox Christian at the same time he started taking magic mushrooms. And he tells a story on his website where he said that he met a stranger, an English stranger, at a bar in Poland, and that the stranger claimed to be a fan of his and then convinced him to start taking magic mushrooms. And the stranger, he said, lived in a squat but somehow had super-powered magic mushrooms to give him that were concentrated. And he said ever since he started taking the magic mushrooms, he's totally changed his outlook on things. And that's when he became de-radicalized, and now he's gone.
I never looked into any of that. Wow, I never paid him. Yes.
That transition happened at the same time.
Wow.
The Christian thing where he became like a monk. Some sort of monk, and it was because he was grieving. He says in his article, it's because he was grieving his sister, who passed away from cancer, and he said that it was such an enormous pain that he just sought this sort of this guy talked him into this taking these mushrooms as a way to transcend mm-hmm. that pain. Maybe I'm sounding crazy here. Is it possible that this man that you've never met before that's offering you magic mushrooms?
Yeah, he's an intelligence agent. Yeah.
Do you think you're important enough? I mean, if you're important enough to be banned from several countries, then you're important enough to be targeted in an intelligence operation.
Right.
Not saying that's true. I'm just saying let's open up our minds. Now, I have an actual anecdote.
Well, wait, hold on. Wait, what?
I'm just saying, you know, take this DMT to open up your minds on this.